Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3.
Oh.
The next song on the...
Right.
Hello.
You know, it's so funny that you say that. Good morning, everyone. Happy effing Friday. Johnny Mosley, great week with you. Here's one of the things I like about you. I know you're like 10 years younger than me. Or
42.
Yeah, and I'll be 52 coming up here.
I'm going to be 30.
But you still have all this... Oh, yeah, that's right. Monday, you'll be 43.
Yeah.
Well... You're 9 years younger than me.
Okay.
So, but you have all the, we have like a lot, like that to me, when I hear like a classic rock song, I always hear the next song on the album. Like you just immediately think to yourself, oh, that's what the next song is. And the kids these days, they don't have that. They're not listening straight through records with that little 1 second pause.
Yeah.
That's lost.
Yeah.
We're the last generation.
Absolutely.
The kids right now are going, oh, what? What are you talking about?
The song just stops and they have to click on whatever.
Sure, or YouTube kicks in the next song, right?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's the artist is, you know, when they compose an album.
Mm-hmm. And it had a flow. You know, they labored over which song should come next.
That's true, though, right? I don't know. Is that true?
100%.
Right? Absolutely. And that's why the asterisk on the Eagles' greatest hits is real.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you create an album... flow. It's a whole masterpiece.
We really have covered some ground this week.
We
really have. So, God, you know, it's so funny. We were just making a joke. We're all talking about, well, I'll do this story then, and you know, I'm going to get to that at 7 o'clock. And I look at it, I'm like, who am I kidding? We're not getting
get to
any of these stories.
Well, that's why it's like Bryn does all the work, and then you go, well, I probably won't. Here's what I want, but I probably won't get to it. I'm like, well, then what are you doing?
Well, because what if I do get to it? Then I'm going to need it.
Be real, Sarah.
No, I'm not. I'm being as real as I can. And sometimes I want it the next day. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I should have got to that.
Did we ever get to the Led Zeppelin?
No, we're doing that first thing
are
this
we?
Morning. We are doing
we?
It. We're doing it. We're doing it.
It.
I only have
it.
One.
And doing it
and
again.
Doing it again.
Doing it and doing it.
And doing it again. What is that?
A song.
It's what called song? The Rump Shaker.
Oh, that's the Rump Shaker?
Yeah, that's
which
the
we
rump
thought
shaker.
Was the butt
sing
shaker.
It. And doing it and doing
it.
No,
that's
no,
all
no,
I know.
No. It's LL Cool J. Doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. I was wrong. It's LL Cool J.
Look at you for a white boy.
I was wrong.
Right,
I know. He
wrong.
Does know some rap songs.
Representing Queens. I was raised out in Brooklyn. I can't remember.
That's it.
I don't know what the name of the song is, though. Probably doing it well.
It's not Rump Shaker.
No, it's not Rum Shaker. That's
there is
totally
a Rum
different.
Shaker
yeah,
song.
That's
yeah,
that's Sir Mix-a-Lot. That's different.
Oh, yeah.
LL. That's what you're talking about.
707. Yes. Happy Friday. So happy to see Johnny came back today. Rock
I know.
On,
I'm
people.
So sorry about your Hawaii thing. That
I know.
Really,
yeah,
really
we got some
does
news.
Suck.
SF Travelers ground trips to Hawaii, fear of hurricane. We saw a lot of images this morning. Lots of flooding going on, cancellations. And Delta American and Hawaiian are offering. Not buyback.
We might the waiver.
Waiver yeah, type stuff. Leave. So check your airlines for
yeah.
sure.
We're postponed till Saturday. We're going to leave Saturday.
Oh,
and
okay.
Tomorrow, I don't know.
I watched it. I know. And I was still thinking that might be silly too. But I did say, I was watching the news this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's some crazy like brown rivers flowing through
yes.
Hilo, which is the other side of the island where uh-huh. we're going, Big Island. But I saw this one news report. And it was like a woman, it was maybe an interview with a local, and behind her, there were 50 surfers in the water. And a bunch of people standing on the shore while the waves crashed up. Like, I think
people
it's,
just...
it's going to be okay.
Yeah. You know, so do you stay on the wet side of the island or
the
drier
side? Yeah.
So that's the side that the airport's on, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I was actually thinking, like, it rains there... constantly, like how much browner could the water? It seems like
yeah.
there wouldn't be that much
yeah,
mud.
Probably
but I
can
mean,
handle a lot of flow too. I'm guessing just
right.
because there's motions moving so quickly there that
right.
it just moves it away. Well, I'm an optimist. Let's
right,
just put it that way. It's
you know, you'll have fun no matter what. You'll be
we'll
with
see.
Your family.
Yeah.
Family is clearly like Can we talk about what we discussed in the office?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Johnny is one of the things I think is great about you is that, you know, this whole family thing that you've got going on, like the actually feel guilt. You want to spend as much time with your kids as you possibly can.
That's a Catholic guilt goal now.
Right. We've talked about the... were you raised Catholic?
No. Oh. No, that's just
Were you raised
weird.
Anything?
No.
You?
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm a recovering Catholic myself.
Did you, like, no first communion, bit, no confirmation?
Half-hearted.
First communion?
Nope.
Oh, you didn't have to go to church or anything? Oh, my God, you're perfect.
We went on Thanksgiving Catechism? A handful of times, and then it was over. Yeah. Christmas a handful of times, right. I should say.
I don't know how I feel about
that. So anyway,
sorry.
He's got some kind of guilt.
Yeah. I have a...
Just took,
I'm not,
kinda took
I'm
me
not
down
atheist,
a few pegs with you.
So I'm not an atheist, but... Yeah. Well, the latest stories aren't helping much either.
The Catholic Church. I mean,
I wanted to puke on the way to work hearing that stuff.
I had the thought that I need to, like, want to show that story to my kids and be like, look, we're not, you know, religious in this way, but I want you to make sure that, look at, these are people who are in authority. Like, this could be, like, your teachers, someone, people you know well, and they still,
can
you don't
take
want,
advantage.
Nobody gets to do that. Period.
Nobody.
Like,
you get to decide who touches you,
right.
Or, you know, and if someone, I've always said to my kids, if someone tells you, don't tell your parents or you'll be in trouble, don't tell your parents, this is your, you know, that's when you tell your parents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, don't let someone trick you. Like, I mean, it's horrible what has happened to so many people, but for the people who use that as a lesson for their own kids, because it was, you know, we didn't talk about that when I was a kid, like that somebody might make, you know.
Yeah.
Make you feel a certain way, or that you had to do something, or if it, you know, if it's, they say sometimes kids would be like, if you tell, I'll kill your sister, or if
ding,
you tell,
ding.
I'll
murder your family.
I'll murder your family, and they're thinking that they're doing their family a favor by
it's
taking
life
on
or
this
death
abuse
when you're a kid,
right? You just, so if someone had said to you, if someone says that, they're full of it, and they're the bad person. They're in trouble.
Yeah, you're the right person.
Anyway, back
so
to
let's
Johnny's
talk about,
kids.
Yeah, Johnny, you went on an adventure yesterday.
Yeah, so this has been my morning gig, but this is amazing, because even though the wake-up hurts, you're, like, finished by 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go home, and my kids aren't in camp, and so they haven't started school yet, and my wife's trying to get stuff done, so I've been doing dad camp every
afternoon. Yes, I love the whole dad camp
and
thing.
And it's been awesome. We've been having such a great time. We've been skateboarding, doing golf. We've been, like, working on stuff. And yesterday, my pops, my dad, took us to shoot trap clay
What's
pigeons.
Your dad's name?
His name's Tom.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, like
that's
your
little boy named after.
That's
so
if I
sweet.
Had a boy, his name was going to be Tom.
Oh, cool. Mm. Good. Yeah, yeah.
It's my brother's name.
My
Tom's
youngest.
A solid name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, and I love I'm super close with my family, like you said. And my pops is like the coolest dude around. I mean, he's like has always brought us into everything and lets us make mistakes and do the whole. He's just awesome. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he loves to. He grew up hunting. You know, he's. And he hasn't hunted in years. And my other brother's taking him hunting coming up. And he was like, I want to practice, especially. And he just had like eye surgery and stuff.
Oh.
And so he's like, you don't want to bring the boys up. We're going to go up and, you know, shoot some clay pigeons. And
so
my boys have never touched a gun.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, skeet.
Okay, because I see that once in a while. Like, I'll see that on TV. First of all, they look insanely difficult to hit.
Yeah.
Like, they're shooting these things in the air. People are actually blowing them up. I'm like, what the F?
I'm always like, good eyes.
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's really challenging. It's really fun. It's something he taught me.
Have your boys ever done this
before? No, never.
Oh, are you any good at it?
I'm all right. My one of my brothers is the best in the family. I'm all right. At some point,
can't be the best at everything.
My
Johnny.
Dad's buddy thought they could, since I was a good athlete, they could turn me into like a professional trap shooter.
Oh,
and so he trained me.
There
for a
are
while.
Those?
Yeah, there's competitions all over. It's in the Olympics.
Shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So they thought they could turn me into it, and I think after a couple weeks, the guy was like, that doesn't really translate. So, but as a result,
you have good eyes?
I got trained pretty well. I do have very good vision. Mm. Yeah.
He actually almost has, what do they call it? Photograph? Almost.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah.
You almost do. Yeah. Like, he knew most of my license plate after seeing me pull into the garage in front of him.
Oh.
Like, he's got this, and he even said, like, his, you, got tested. You were measured, and your spatial recognition
Yeah, during
was...
when I was in, like, the prime of our career, they used to test us every year to see what parts we could work on, like, mental acuity and stuff like that, like, reaction time, stuff like that.
Because doing moguls, you have to, you're on one and navigating one, but you've got to look, be looking toward the next one, and you have this, like, sort of crazy vision.
Yeah, and they were trying to also establish, like, because, you know, when you're competing outside, like, flat light is a problem, so they're trying to see who needed a corrective vision, and, you know, could lenses,
something on
like,
your...
They're always trying to get... We were trying to get whatever edge we could and figure out where your deficiencies are and where you should train more. And but I just do remember one of the things that I was surprised at that I was really good at is they'd flash these numbers on the wall and they'd keep doing it faster and faster and faster in the blink. And I was like...
Oh, wow.
They couldn't get me. I kept going.
Yeah.
So is the shooting not interest you?
Huh?
The shooting, skeet shooting?
No, it was fun. It wasn't interesting enough at the time.
Had your kids done it before?
So my kids have never, they've never touched a gun.
Oh.
But
other than in Fortnite or,
So, but that's what brought it up for me is lately they love Fortnite, right? Mm-hmm. So it's this, everyone's into Fortnite and that's cool. I mean, I'm trying to regulate and watch it, but my youngest is always talking about, well, AK this and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, this time they like, in my opinion, I know that when I first fired a gun, it scared the crap out of me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I've always had a new respect for that. And then, of course, my dad, when you're out there, he used to tell stories, well, your uncle, you know, he lost his arm because someone left a gun on a cart. And
is that right?
Went off and blew his arm off. And that's like my dad's favorite uncle. It was his uncle. And so, like, you get out in the world and you realize all the dangers of it.
Sure.
And so he took us, I was, you know, hesitant to take him out there. And they've never, by that time, I had shot a BB gun and, you know, I was familiar with it, but they have never even touched one, never even seen one.
Right.
So, anyway, we went through the whole process and they did a really good job listening. I was like, this is not messing around. This is no second chances, like, no screwing around while we're doing this. Anyway, it turned out to be this amazing experience, just a great day with my dad, like teaching
Grandpa.
Them. You know, it was so cool, and they did great, and it had the effect. Like my 8-year old, he's probably a little too young for it, but he got to fire and it knocked him back and scared the crap out of him.
He didn't want to do it again,
and he was like, "That's it, that's it.
Good.
I'm done. I don't want to do it." He got back
life.
After it, but I think it had the desired effect initially.
It took some of the bloom off the rose for the the AK.
It did, I think so.
Right.
So that's. But it's sensitive because, you know, I mean, you don't even want them talking about it. I'm always on the fence. Do you just keep it totally out of the conversation and never see them? Or do you sort of
I think it's important to talk about everything. Tell them how you feel about it.
Respect for it. Exactly. So.
You know, the thing about guns, too, is it's like, it's become very sort of a divisive party line thing. And I've always felt like I have hunters in my family as well. And the very few times I've ever shot a gun, it did scare. I started having dreams about it.
Right.
It was like I'd be looking down the barrel of one. Like, they're not for everyone. But I think that if you're going to have guns, you should be trained.
Yeah.
You should know. You should be beyond paranoid about anybody else getting their hands on it or any kind of accident happen. I just think people are way too flippant about it. I'm not a hardcore Second Amendment person, but I'm also not a get-rid-of-all-guns person. I do think that responsible gun ownership and it is fine. There are people who legitimately need guns for hunting or for whatever they do. These assault rifles, I don't think that people, private citizens, should have those. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, the bottom line in the video that you showed me was there were three generations of Mosleys together, no one looking at a screen, sharing. The grandfather is able to, who has passed this to his son, is now passing it to. I thought that was the important message in that video. So you put that up at Instagram, right?
I did, yeah. So
and he questioned it, and I mean, but that's the thing. These days, it's like I don't want to be insensitive to people who aren't into guns, like, you know.
But you can't be afraid of your life and what goes on and.
No, right. Absolutely.
This
I thought it was.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We
so
will.
Far, we've started off the show with guns and what was the other subject? We
naked chicks.
No,
we didn't talk about that.
We talked about something. Oh, religion. We're talking
about religion.
Catholics
and
guns.
My God, this is fantastic.
So this is going to be good. We'll see how the comments go on my Instagram
and our texts.
We'll see how I handle real.
You'll
subjects.
Be fine.
We'll see.
Just delete all the comments you don't like. You don't have to look at them again.
His caption says, "Dad camp yesterday was so awesome. Pops took us out on us to shoot trap. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Trap. Clay, you call them clay pigeons? So they're just, they're just a hunk of clay that they fire off into the air? Like
they're like, it's like a little disc made out of clay.
Oh, all right.
And it, you usually can hand throw them, but we have this automatic, my brother has this automatic machine so that you stacks them up and the kids, you push the button and it shoots it out.
Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
You can do doubles and stuff, but we're just shooting one.
And then, so you had a great day with the kids.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Johnny Mosley, just like his days are so, he's like human, except his days are packed with adventure. and then last night, I didn't tell him when he got home from softball, because obviously I was asleep, but you played with the fans of Bacon last night.
I played with the fans of Bacon
Johnny's
last night.
Johnny's one of the alternates. When they need a guy, he calls Johnny, and if he can make it, Johnny, you seem to enjoy it.
I love it. I mean, it's so much fun. I mean, baseball. Well, there's a reason baseball is so fun for some reason. And I play out in right field, which is like the rookie position where and everyone tries to hit it there because they know they got a new guy. And you get these moments of sheer terror when the ball is hit to you and the sun's in your eyes.
Did you make any good catches?
I did. I made
great.
One great catch last night.
Yay!
And came in like zooming off and got the, it was a foul ball driven like out there, and I got it, and I was just like,
yay!
Yes! And then
did you get any good hits?
I had a tough time at the plate. I went 1 for 3. I did have one good hit, but the first two were not good.
It's so just the look on your face. Sometimes, you know, I can tell when John's had a good game. I'm like, how'd the game go? He goes, well, you know, I did have this one. And but then as he starts to tell the story, like, I was so excited because then the guys were all like, yeah!
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
It all was all, and then they were all, yeah, and then.
It's awesome. John and I almost so killed funny. Each other.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, he plays second, and I play behind him, and it was one of those in-betweeners. And I came charging in, and he came charging out, and it was so.
And you're both looking
and
up.
And we're both looking up, and we knew we were there. And I, it's technically. Because I'm back.
Didn't someone say got someone, it?
Yeah, but I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get it. And he arguably could have got it too. So I didn't call it till like too late. And he moved out of the way. But by that time, we were like in each other's face.
No.
I mean, I think
we
both
did
caught it.
Did you make the catch?
No. I bounced in my glove and bounced out. And, it's baseball is tough. Like you got to mentally recover quickly because you got the next play and you can really get down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple bad things. You just feel embarrassed.
Yeah, embarrassed.
And
everyone.
Like, oh.
That's the thing with baseball. It's like you're on stage. That's the hardest part, right. Especially if you're like a pitcher or something.
It's actually good to know that he's not great at everything.
Yeah, I know. Stinks at some stuff.
Wow, you're human.
I know.
Oh my God.
Well, it's funny you say on stage because John says sometimes it feels like, you know, you're just standing there and you're ready and you're waiting for the next thing and all of a sudden it's like the world goes dark and a spot. Light goes on
exactly.
You. Now everyone's like, please get it.
Right.
You're on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Did you guys go out to the Deuce afterward?
Or did
you have to go home because you had to get up in the morning?
Yeah, that's correct. Both. So I had come straight from Santa Rosa, and my kids always come and watch. And, you know, Malia loves baseball.
Oh,
so
did she come too?
She comes and watches. So it's funny because the guys are like, man, we haven't seen a wife out here in like 10 years.
You brought your cheerleader.
That's not true. I go to Friday games sometimes.
When was the last time you
last,
went?
Last season I went. Well, maybe two seasons ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that's cool. So
I pack
like,
a cooler. I'm just like sitting there going, yay, John, go!
I didn't. I didn't take off at the end. Plus, that means I got to go over the hill and then get back. And so it's a bit of a trek for me to go to the 2 a.m. club and then get back. Because you guys are all, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it was funny at the end because they're all hanging around having beers and whatever. And one of the guys wants to read an email from another teammate that's like, I can kind of lewd. And I'm hanging there with Malia. And he's like, are the kids around? This is kind of, you know.
Racy.
And, so, and I'm like, time to go, boys. Let's go. Let's get out of here. But it's
that's
a great
funny.
Crew.
No,
really
it is.
Fun.
It's a good group of guys.
It is.
For
it
sure.
Is. Yeah, I love
they
it.
Have like a whole thread going where I just hear John cackling. And then sometimes it'll just be like just constant texts.
Everybody's
text
in on it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. But I'm so happy for him. Like, you know, I think that dudes should have their own set of friends and fun things that they do outside of, you know.
I let them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe if Johnny V wants to do that someday, you'll let him.
Maybe.
But I think it's great. Like, he's, you know, that John has his own, like, little set of, and sometimes they just go to the Deuce for no reason.
Yeah.
I'm like,
because you let him.
And he's awesome too, yeah, man. Exactly. He manages that team well. He's a great manager.
He's John. Well. John's a diplomat. I always say, like, he knows how to get what he wants without bumming anybody out.
Yeah, so. Yeah, he's got a great positive.
Well, he loves when you come and play. Do people know who you are and do like that you're a world class athlete? Does that, like people on the other team, do they get that you're Johnny Mosley or?
Yeah, I mean, like at the end of the game, people come up and, you know, or like you do the high fives and then they're like, oh, hey, I thought that was you.
Funny.
We thought it was you and, you know. Well,
does that happen everywhere you go? Like when you're just out in the world, like are people like, oh, my God, are you Johnny Mosley?
For the most part, I mean, it's pretty tame, obviously. I'm not huge, but yeah, it's.
It's kind of cool.
He's Johnny 24 hours.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. Do you actually wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and go, hey, you're Johnny Mosley?
Have you ever done that? Ever been like, all right, good to be me. Come on.
Well, I definitely am like grateful. It is good to be me for sure.
Hashtag
but I've never like looked into the mirror and said,
never. Like, yeah. You've never looked
at yourself.
Gave yourself
the finger guns.
I want to think
Let's
you've
do
done
this.
That. Like, shame. All right, we're doing it. Johnny, I'm a monster.
Shame. Self-promoter.
MightyIota.com.
Yeah,
all right, let me play a song here. Let me figure out what I'm doing.
We should do the montage early today.
Yeah, let's do the montage early, but not. I don't want to do it at 6 because I got to do the Zeppelin thing. We're actually starting somewhat on time.
Yeah, ready.
Come on.
You've had like 4 days,
Brent. Right.
I know. Did this come up on Tuesday, the Zeppelin thing?
I've been sitting here doing nothing the whole time. Come on, I'm waiting for this.
Yeah, I mean, God, let's give this guy something to do. Even Johnny in his post yesterday. You posted something about Bryn, like, working out. You said something like all the crap that Clarky Clark gives him to do or something. I was like, yeah. Hey, man. That's his job.
It's hard to keep up, Sam.
It's hard to keep up. That's right.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Johnny Mosley sitting in. Final day today. Happy Friday, everybody. Let's go.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.